Hello, everyone. This is Renee Yvonne with the Gen Sexologist. And today I want to present to you six surprising secrets couples should know in order to improve a sexless relationship. First of all, before I get started, I just want to thank you for signing up and downloading this audio and the accompanying slides that go with it. I appreciate you being a part of the Gen Sexologist family. If you have any questions, want to submit a question, or anything like that, you can do it right here on my website at gensexologist.com. I work specifically with Gen Xers and baby boomers to help them experience a more blissful intimacy and sex life in their relationships so that they are happier and more delightful humans. And who doesn't want that? I mean, you often see people who are just in a grouchy mood, and the first thing I think is, they're probably not having enough orgasms. I could probably help them with that. So if you're in a relationship right now where you're not blissfully happy and receiving all the intimacy and pleasure that you want, you're in the right place. One of the things that a lot of couples talk about is that they're in a sexless relationship, and a sexless relationship is defined as having sex 10 or less times per year. So that's less than once a month. And surprisingly, many couples fall into this category. So I want to share with you some things that can help you out in your sexless relationship and help you to improve it. The first thing is, don't assume that your partner is disinterested in having sex with you. There could be a myriad of things going on. So for instance, your partner could be going through menopause, which changes hormonal levels. Your partner could be on a medication that is causing their libido to be decreased. They could be depressed, which is also makes people not want to be intimate with their partner. There could be stress going on in their lives with their jobs, with kids, with the relationship itself. Maybe there's something they're not telling you, like perhaps they found out a medical diagnosis and they haven't shared that information with you, and they're really just stressing over it. It could be that your partner has found out something about you and it is disturbing to them. Maybe they discover that you were having an extramarital affair and they're now disinterested in having intercourse or being intimate with you. It could be that they have contracted an STI, a sexually transmitted infection, and they are concerned about that. And they want to go through the period of, let me do the shots and everything I need to do, and then I can be intimate with my partner again, if it's something that is curable. So don't assume that there's disinterest from your partner. Take the time to have that important conversation with them and find out what's really going on. Number two, acknowledge resentment and then take turns initiating sex. So let's just wipe the slate clean. This is what this is saying. Look, I'm mad that you're not having sex with me. I'm mad that you don't want me to touch you. Whatever it is, take that time, acknowledge this. I'm upset about this. And then wipe the slate clean. And each of you decide, hey, I'm going to initiate sex on Monday. And maybe you initiate sex on Wednesday, or however you want to work it out. And that way no one feels like they're unwanted. Yes, this is going to take some work. But if you want to not be in a sexless relationship, things can't just go on the way they are. You're going to have to make a move to do something different. And doing something different means I'm going to initiate sex. Hey, baby, you looking good tonight. I want to get with you. Whatever, you know, your dirty talk, touch your partner, take a shower together, whatever it is, initiate sex with your partner so they know that you want them and they feel wanted. Number three, you may need to redefine what sex looks like for you as a couple. So in a heterosexual relationship especially, we can get really bogged down into making sex be penis and vagina. That's it. Boom. That's all sex is. But your sex, if we redefine sex as intimacy and pleasure, that could be a lot of things. It could be hugging. It could be heavy petting. It could be dry humping. It could be massage. It can be playing with toys. It could be just spending a day touching each other, mutual masturbation, oral sex. There's so many things that that sex could be defined as. So broaden what your definition is, and then you don't have to feel bad about it just being penis and vagina sex, especially if one of the reasons that you're not having sex is due to a hormonal imbalance or due to some type of erectile dysfunction. Maybe he's not staying long and keeping the erection, or maybe there's early ejaculation. If you redefine what sex means, then you won't be in a sexless relationship. Number four, schedule. Now, everyone thinks this is just the most unsexy thing that you can do, but sometimes in a sexless relationship, what's happened is the time has just gotten away from us, right? So it goes from, oh, we didn't have sex this week, to we didn't have sex this week either. And soon it's a month, and it's 3 months, and it's 6 months. And you look back and you think, when was the last time my partner touched me? When was the last time we kissed, like really kissed, not just like and walked out the door? When was the last time we touched and held each other? Did we just get into bed and go straight to sleep? Schedule sex. If you know that Thursday night at 9, we're going to get busy. We've got to go through some planning. We've called a babysitter if we need one. But we're Gen Xers, so we probably don't need a babysitter. So forget that. But you've done the things you need to do. You put the work away. You've done the taxes. You've washed the dishes. You put the clothes away. All of that stuff is done. And now you can sit down and you can really focus on what can I do to get ready? And maybe you have a theme. Maybe you say, okay, tonight is role play night. Tonight we're doing costumes. Tonight we're doing dancing. Tonight we're going out on a date. But you know that sex is going to happen on that day. And then you can start to plan for it. You can start to get excited about it. You can send, you know, sexy, flirty, dirty text messages to your partner and really get into it, which builds anticipation, which then says, okay, you know what? I'm ready to have sex now. Number five, get into your body and out of your head. So often we are so busy thinking about all of the things that are going on. Oh my God, this isn't going to be good. I don't know. I'm not going to have this orgasm. I'm not going to get hard enough. I'm going to come too quickly. I'm so dry. You know what? Forget all of that. Take the time to just be present in your body. Just literally be present in your body. Not worried about what your body looks like. Hey, we're all 40, 50, 60 years old. We may not be tight and fit and all that like we were at 25. Some of you are. God bless you. We love you. But some of us aren't. Let's just be honest. We've gotten older. Things, gravity has taken a hold of things. And that's okay. Our partners still love us. Get out of your head about that. Be in your body and enjoy the moment. Enjoy what's happening, the lighting in the room, the feeling of the person touching you, the feeling of feathers on your body, the feeling of the cover, the heat, the coolness, whatever. Get into your body and breathe. Really breathe and focus on your breath. And that way you're not focused on all of these other external things that don't matter. You're focused on what's happening and the pleasure that can happen in your body. And that can help a lot, because if we stop thinking about what's going to go wrong, what's going to happen, I don't know, you know, I'm not going to come, I'm going to come too fast. If you keep thinking like that, all that stuff ends up kind of happening, right? And then you both have a miserable experience. But if you get out of that and just get into the pleasure that's about to happen, you can really focus on that, and then you can start having enjoyable sex again. And number six, and I really want to stress this, because I'm going to say this because I'm just going to be honest. I am one of these people who believes if everybody's naked, everybody should be having an orgasm. But I'm going to say this on a recording, okay? Stop worrying about having an orgasm and simply enjoy pleasure. What this means is sometimes we can get so worked up, especially as women, of I've got to have an orgasm. I've got to have one. I've got to experience this. I get it. Trust me. I tell you, that's my motto. Everybody naked, everybody should be coming. But there are some times that we're so worried about that, that we forget to just enjoy the moment we're in. And because of that, we end up not wanting to have sex because we're too worried about that part. So sometimes we just got to lay back and enjoy it. You know what? I love when he gives me that foot massage. I love when she plays in my hair. I love when he sucks on my nipples. I love when he rubs my butt. I love, you know, go down that list of things and just enjoy it. If it brings you pleasure, great. That's what you want to do. If you don't orgasm from that, it's okay. Enjoy the feeling of that. Okay. So I hope that these 6 tips helped you with looking at sex in a different way so that you're not confined to just, it has to be penis and vagina and I have to come. Because there's so many more ways to enjoy sex in a broader term and to enjoy being pleasured. Now I have several classes that I will be offering in the spring that will help with this, because this is a common problem. And because of this, we have to realize that as we age, we may have to redefine what sex looks like because of illnesses, because of medication, because we're just getting older. Maybe you can't get in the positions you want to. And we have to think about how we have sex and how do we get pleasure from when we're in some type of pain. So I have several classes coming up that I'm going to be sharing in the spring. So I want you to look out for it. I will be announcing them in my newsletter that's coming out. And that way you'll know. And if these tips were helpful for you, then the workshops will be even better, because they're going to focus a lot on pleasure and helping you to get into just enjoying being with your partner or partners and experiencing what it feels like to just enjoy and be in the moment and not be as concerned about, are we having sex and is the sex good and all these other things, and is he gonna last and all of that. We're really gonna look at what it means to just enjoy and be in the pleasure of that moment. So if you need any help, please feel free to reach out to me. Schedule a free 30-minute consultation. I'm happy to talk with you and your partner or your partner individually and help you with your sexless relationship, because I believe everybody should be having a blissful sex and intimate life, because truly it just makes us happier humans. I'm Renee Yvonne with the Gen Sexologist. Thank you so much for joining me, and please make sure that you follow me on social media. I'm on LinkedIn at Renee Yvonne, and I am on Instagram at The Gen Sexologist. See you next time. Bye.